Every year, our taxes are due on the 15th day of the fourth month. But why this day and not some other? Did Congress pick April 15th because it's the anniversary of the day President Abraham Lincoln died several hours after being shot at Ford's Theater? Or, less likely perhaps, was it because in the early hours of April 15th, 1912, the Titanic sank in the North Atlantic, off Newfoundland, less than 3 hours after striking an iceberg? Well, given the enormous interest in the real reason, at least the interest of one member of our staff, NPR's Art Silverman went out today to find out.
I needed a walk. Sure, I could have picked up the telephone or clicked on a website, but this was no ordinary story. More importantly, this was no ordinary day. The sun was shining after days of rain, so I figured if the IRS could wait from January 1st to April 15th to collect everybody's taxes, I could take a leisurely stroll to IRS headquarters and find out all I needed to know. Turns out, it was a great strategy. People on the streets of Washington, D.C. were more than willing to speculate. These were people without a clue what they were talking about, like Reginald Byrd of Washington.
I couldn't give you the biggest idea.
No idea at all.
None at all. It could be the end of a quota that they might have, and it's been installed since I began, as long as I know. I've been here for 52 years, so that's all I can tell you, buddy.
Well, because the IRS wants to ruin spring. Now, this is the first sunny day in Washington that we've had for a long time. Taxes are due. I haven't filed mine, and I'm out here worried about being at work instead of home doing my taxes. Look, there are tulips, there are daffodils, everybody's out, everybody's in a good mood, and the IRS has spoiled it, see?
That's Barry. He begged me not to use his name. But further toward IRS headquarters, I encountered Joanna Siegel of Rockville, Maryland, and Sarah Torrey of Arlington, Virginia, who shared several original theories about the reason tax deadline is April 15th.
Maybe the farm crops were done at the end of April and they had to submit their bills. Passover, Easter, maybe it's some classic Puritan text that we don't know what it is because it got lost.
Nick, another tax scufflaw who's hiding from the IRS, had a flawed Shakespearean take on the choice of April 15th.
Well, I would assume it should be March 15th, since that's when Caesar was killed by the Senate, so.
Of course, we all know the Ides of April fall on the 13th, not the 15th. So I continued my informative walk. As I got closer to IRS headquarters, I stopped to chat with a horticulturist named Lucy Borja. She was doing something that may have been a clue to why April 15th was chosen.
Pruning. It's a good day to prune.
Well, good day to prune. Maybe that's they're pruning our wallets.
They are pruning our wallets. They sure are. That's a good point.
As I stood before 1111 Constitution Avenue Northwest, IRS headquarters, out came spokesman Anthony Burke into the sunshine to shed light on the mystery of April 15th and the significance of the date.
The operating tax code, the 1939 tax code, was revised in 1954, and one of the things they did was move the filing deadline from March 15th to April 15th to spread out the filing season and give taxpayers an extra month.
And so the quest ended. Congress, it seems, just wanted to give us more time. Of course, this doesn't explain why they picked March 15th in the first place. But that can wait. Maybe there'll be a sunny day next April 15th. Art Silverman, NPR News.